If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. I'm going a little bit off schedule here. I picked Dennis Dixon. And I told him during the break why I like Dennis Dixon. This is right when Oregon started. They were already kind of on the map. But Dennis Dixon was having a phenomenal year. Was pretty much unstoppable. I thought that he was going to probably win the Heisman. He was exciting to, you know, to watch. He had these little bird legs. But the best part was, this is why I like C.J. Stroud. He was slew-footed.
Rhymes with flu-soot.
Yeah, he was slew-footed. Unfortunately, down there in Tucson that night, got caught in that janky turf. We can't use Boykin from TCU because Boykin, Deshaun Watson, himself out of it. Who's your pick, Austin? Who's your pick?
Okay, I'm going to – I put together a list of five. So I'm going to run down them in reverse. I'll call it four, right? Because I think T. Frazier is the obvious one.
Yeah, sure.
Right. The other four that I came up with, Michael Vick never won a Heisman. Okay. Yeah. Bryce Love from Stanford had a couple really good years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cold-blooded. Yeah. After McCaffrey didn't win it for Stanford, so that was part of that conversation. The guy that finished one spot behind Dennis Dixon in 2007 – Pat White, quarterback West Virginia.
Is Pat White playing right now?
Steve Slayton was also very fun. Got some Heisman votes. Yeah. But I'm going to homer the crap out of this pick. Andrew Luck, back-to-back Heisman runner-up. Didn't win it.
Go ahead, DP. Do Andrew Luck. Yeah. Chewbacca. That's a new name, thank Chewbacca.
Thank you, Austin. It's a fantastic pick. Cerebral assassin move by Austin Orman.
Indianapolis did that man wrong, man. They did him wrong.
So the local picks, you know, Ndamukong Suh is a pick that makes way too much sense too often. The Tommy Frazier thing made too much sense. They talk about, you know, the greatest run ever. If it happens one game earlier, he wins the trophy and it solves it actually legitimizes it.
They held it against him that when we played Oklahoma and there was the only game that he didn't pretty much dominate. He had like top five defense.
Yeah, it's there. But I think the guy who highlighted in the big moment, and you talk about if he was playing now, would be Vince Young.
He won the Heisman. Did Vince win it?
I don't think Vince won it. Did Vince win it?
No.
Let me double check.
Maybe that's why he beat the break. That's why he was probably
He was like Reggie and Glendale.
Yeah. Take right? this with you. All your little first round picks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm carrying the ball every time.
Like, I mean, I just in my mind, that year stands out.
Yeah. Vince finished second behind Reggie Bush and ahead of Matt Leinart in 2005.
Yeah. So, I mean, and again,
that's the biggest
there's
one.
There's three of y'all couldn't beat me.
And it's hard because Reggie Bush deserved it.
Well,
you know,
here's the thing. Reggie had dudes with him. Like, he had a backfield of NFL dudes. Yeah. We don't know who the running back was for Texas.
It was Jamal Charles.
Was it Jamal?
An NFL Hall of Famer.
But listen, it wasn't NFL Jamal Charles.
Right, okay.
Right? Because remember, he had injury issues at Texas, and he was kind of just working through. So,
and who was Vince throwing to that he threw for like 3,000 yards? Who was he throwing?
The tight end ended up being good because he ended up going to Houston for a while, but not to the level of USC.
Right. USC had stars at every position.
Yeah. Okay. On both sides.
2005 Texas, since we're doing this, and it's fun. Okay. Okay, so Vince Young, 3,000 yards on 65% completion.
Yep.
Jamal Charles was the leading rusher, 7 yards per carry, 119 carries for 878 yards.
Yeah.
Your leading receivers, Billy Pittman.
There he is.
Thomas, Limus Swede, Brian Carter, and Quan Cosby.
Now, David Thomas was good.
Yeah,
he was really good. But Lyman Sweden and what's the other dude?
Brian Carter or Quan Cosby.
And didn't USC's team that year have two NFL wide receivers?
They had everybody.
USC 2005, we have... Okay, so Matt Leinart, John David Booty.
Man.
Is back. You had Reggie Bush, Lendale White in the backfield. Yep. Both went for 1,300-plus.
Yep.
You had, let's see, Steve Smith.
Yep.
Yeah, he's legit.
Yeah, Dwayne Jarrett was the leading receiver. Yep. Dominique Byrd.
Tight end, right?
Believe so, yeah. Someone named Chris McFoy.
Go down the linemen, because they had the Khalil brothers, right? Or one of them.
I can't see offensive line right here. Their defense leading tacklers, Oscar Lua, Frosty Rucker. Cedric Ellis was on that defense. Ray Maulaga.
Second round pick.
Brian Cushing.
Yep.
Was on that defense. Clay Matthews was a young guy.
Yep.
On that defense.
Yeah, Patterson that went to Philly. He was a young guy on that roster. I mean, they were deep.
Yeah.
That's why they're considered one of the top teams with 95 Nebraska and Miami.
That's why that one stood out.
Yeah.
Vince did a thing.
You know who else I'm going to say who set forth the path of Christian McCaffrey and Love to get overlooked? Toby Gerhart.
Mm-hmm. Cold.
Toby Gerhart was unstoppable. Heck, you know, I mean, and they said, oh, well, he's playing at night. Well, here comes Christian McCaffrey, better than him, and he doesn't get the vote. So, essentially, the circumstances of being at Stanford, playing a lot of games late at night, stymied them. And then, obviously, you could throw in Randy Moss, who was he was at Marshall, so that's the circumstances. Mm-hmm. And it was... Was it Peyton Manning, him, Charles Woodson, all them? So, yeah.
And everybody knew that he and Chad Pennington were Power 5 guys just playing at Marshall.
Yeah. And, Randy had been at Florida State, Notre Dame, and things are a lot different. But, hey, you know what? Worked out well for him, for both of them.
Man, oh, man.
It's always interesting because everybody's, you know, it's like Tommy didn't win the Heisman, but he was definitely the best player. The against Florida lets you know. And then it was like Eddie George had like pull up Eddie George. What did he have, like 200 some yards against that last game, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was a sham.
And I don't want to get I'm not completely taking anything shambolic away from Eddie George, but I mean, Tommy, you're the best player on the best team. You're an iconic player on an iconic team.
So Eddie George got 268 first, 248 second, 163rd place votes. Tommy got 218 first, 192 seconds, 158 thirds. Eddie George in 1995.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladocHealth/whatsyourwhy.
And the game log.
It was the last game, right? That cemented it for him?
Shoot, I can't see a game log. Give me a second.
Was it against Penn State or something? Michigan State or somebody like that? And I know he went off, and then, you know, we'd struggled against Oklahoma. Wasn't like the game wasn't, you know, up for grabs, but they always have played. Oklahoma's defense was, you looked out there, and them dudes was hitting, boy. They were some hard heads. You know, like when you play, this is when you know when Oklahoma was hitting. I looked out there, them dudes was ashy. You could see how ashy they were from the sideline. They had a different type of ash.
Okay, so that 1995 game, I forget his first name, but it's not pulling up here, but Biaka Batuka ran for 313.
Tamanga. Yeah. Tamanga.
Biaka Batuka.
Tim Biaka Batuka.
313 came. Yards on, yeah. Ohio State. Biak. In 95.
Biak.
21. Tamanga.
Went right down to Carolina.
Went right down to Carolina. His rookie, as a matter of fact, I had dinner on his rookie credit card.
Come on, DP.
We went down. It was him from that Michigan team. There was Matt Elliott, Greg Skrepanek, the big left tackle, and then there was another Wolverine from that team. Also, Rocket Ismail.
Yeah.
Ray Kruth was also on that. rookie tab. that was a different time.
Yeah.
And Timmy was amazing. If he could have stayed healthy
in the league, yeah.
Yeah. If he had stayed healthy in the league, he
would have done some things. Same way I always tell people was Kajana Carter. If he would have stayed healthy, Curtis Enos, I don't think he was ever like his skill set didn't match up right. Kajana Carter was the real deal. I think Austin Kajana Carter played high school, was a really good basketball player. I think his other guard was like Eric Snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, them two dudes.
Wow. This is weird because I thought Biaka Batuka had more numbers than he did.
And running backs a lot like quarterback. If you know, especially back then, because a big emphasis on was drafting running backs high. Mm-hmm. They were the prime, you know, position. If you're going to Carolina, if you're going to Cincinnati, if you're going, and you know, if you're going to the Bears, mm-hmm. you have no offensive line.
Yeah, he had some. He literally it was a makeshift offensive line. Man.
That must be Dom's recipe.
No, Norberto David Garrido was at one one tackle with Greg Frank Skrepenick. With Skrepenick and Frank Garcia and Matt Elliott. You had some, hey, yeah, you
but
had.
I'm telling you, man, I always talk about David Carr.
But they
Carr.
Made it to the championship game with that offensive line. But
the defense was loaded.
Oh, yeah, the defense was just, oh, my goodness. That linebacker group of Kevin Green, Sam Mills, Lamar Lathan, and who's the other linebacker?
Was it Carlton Bailey?
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, you were so good defensively that Toy Cook was your nickel.
Yeah, he didn't even start.
Right? Like, he was your Eric Davis at one corner you got from the 49ers. Ty Poole.
Yeah, Carnell Lake, too.
Yeah, you had some dudes down there.
Carnell Lake, man. He's got to make the Hall of Fame,
man,
right?
Like, they could defend it. They could get after it. Dwight Hands of Stone out there playing wide receiver.
Yeah. And who was the Olympic sprinter returner? Michael Bates.
Michael Bates from Arizona State.
Yeah,
he was a pro bowler. No, it was that group. Bianca Patuka was the guy, but he kept getting hurt, and that's how Fred Lane came in and beat him out. Because Fred Lane was just like, okay, I'll do exactly what you tell me and get it through. So it was Fred Lane, Bianca Patuka, and Anthony Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony Johnson. Anthony Johnson. So,
and you know, it's also when you look at even when at that time they were called the Redskins, they had Steven Davis.
Big country. Right?
But when he was at the Redskins, he was under a lot of heat.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't catch his wind or catch his career, you know, uptick until he came to Carolina.
Yep.
Who learned from Tim Biakabutuka, invested in their offensive line, changed their philosophy, and man, everybody's like, man, he looked like his legs are fresh. Well, look, them holes are a lot bigger.
Hey, bro, like
moving some people,
it
man.
It looked. Well, you went and got Jordan Groves.
You had Jordan Groves, then you had your boy that they got from Minnesota was the other one.
You know, you went and got some dudes.
Todd Stussy, right?
Yep. Yeah,
and then you had Donnelly, and then they had the really good center they got from Tampa, I think. A little bit smaller, but he was good. I mean, they were physical.
That was, I mean, that era of football and the transition, the way college followed the NFL and what it was doing. And then as soon as they went to that passing game, the college was like, okay, no more big backs.
You know what's crazy? is back then, college would follow the NFL, right? Now, the NFL is starting to follow college. You see a lot more RPOs and stuff like that. A lot of more nickel defenses. You start to see all these different types of stuff you're doing. So, it's a lot different, man. And it's pretty cool how it's changed. And so, I'm sure at one point in time, it'll flip back because it's a copycat league. I remember when Tampa Bay won the championship. And this is a big shout-out to Monty Kiffin. They ran to Tampa, too. Then everybody in the league wanted to run Tampa, too. They wanted to draft like that, right? Then when New England won, everybody tried to run the 3-4. Then you started to even trickle. Then you saw it down when Alabama, they were dominating the 3-4. Bob Diaco comes here, tries to do the 3-4. So it all kind of, I mean, heck, we've seen it, right? We were running the option for I don't know how long. That USC was taking off. Well, then everybody said, you know what? This option isn't working. So we need to go, you know, pro style. And then the next thing you know, everybody runs spread, which is essentially, to be honest with you, for everybody, it's just the option offense with a couple guys displaced.
You know, deep, 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 man. That's how it went down.
And I will tell you, Coach Thomas Osborne did run quarterback power. He ran option out of shotgun. So what you're seeing now is not anything new. Trust me, I saw it all the time. Boy. And getting around a tackle – with Amon Green and Lawrence Phillips running, if they get their shoulders in the alley, was not a fun thing to do, especially when it was hot like yesterday. But we're hot today. Great show. We're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.